Check, check, 1, 2. Check, 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 1, 2.
We meet this year in a moment of intermingled with great pain. We've lost so much to this devastating pandemic, the emergence of new technologies and global health a global health threat council toward global COVID response, the global COVID response, vaccinating the world and building back better from the borderless climate crisis, from the United States and from other donors, working with countries, technologies that reduce the risk. Similarly, we know the bitter sting of terrorism is real. The United States is committed to using our resources. When the earthquake strikes, we're fighting between warring parties, horrific violence, and a belief in the universe. When it occurs in, whether it occurs LGBTQI, the authoritarianism of the world. Proud Moldovans, built, broke, now, together. Climactic climate change. From COVID to climate. We, you and I, God bless you all.
Thomas Paine podcast. Paine in the morning. You got to start out a little. Bad girls. We got bad girls. We got bad dudes. We got Corn Pop. He was a bad dude. Corn Pop for president at this point. I mean, this guy's
a... You may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Got ahead of myself. How about some whistles? Yeah, you're just throwing some whistles in the show. There's some folks out there saying, when are you going to... Hey, Mildred, when's he going to add some bells and whistles? I just gave you some whistles, Clyde. Free of charge. Free whistles for everybody. Let me set the lights. What's going on out there? It's Wednesday, last time I checked. Well, Donna Summer. The last days of summer, I think. Today's the last day of summer. Half the day, right? Summer ends. Fall solstice today at like 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or something like that. Something like that. So we'll wind it out with a little Donna Summer and we'll say goodbye, summer of 2021, and get the fuck out and don't come the fuck back. And take Fauci with you and all these other assholes. Unfortunately, these creeps are going to stay with us for some time. Can't make it up. You know, we have a lot of stuff going on today and tonight. I'm psyched about it. Beep, beep. Toot, toot. Beep, beep. I'm just in the mood for some fucking Albert King. Simple as that. So we're going to rock and roll. We got some videos to get to. Here we go. And I cheated today. I looked at the news. The Young Bucks came and said, hey, Chief, you got something you got to look at because you talked about it on Hot Wire. And maybe you want to clip since you've been running your yap about Hot Wire all the time. Maybe you should clip it and put it out so you give people a sample of what you're talking about. And I said, ew, how did you guys get to be so smart? I didn't even think of that. Now, we already put this because it was a matter of importance, so we put it out to our entire membership already. So we'll put it out to you guys when we get to that story, and it's something else. You can't even... So we're going to get to that, and I'm going to play the portion of Hot Wire for you guys. I'll throw it in for the hell... Hey, Milji's giving something away for free! Turn off Gunsmoke! Come on up from the basement, Mildred. Well, I mean, it's, you know, I have to be honest with you. Some of the stuff we just can't put out when it's time. We have to wait for the news to catch up, and then we'll put it out. It takes the heat off us. But we put it out to our folks, especially something like this. We put it out on Hotwire first, and then the folks on Hotwire said, yo, you got to give that to everybody. That's crazy. You got to let people know about this. Especially people who have family members who are family planning, either pregnant or trying to get pregnant, and what it has to do with our friends in the pharmaceutical industry, and we'll just leave it at that for now. We'll get to it. It's coming up. So you get a little bonus tonight. People have been saying, hey, let us in on Hotwire. Let us know why you're always talking about Hotwire this, Hotwire that. Well, we'll let you in on it. At the end of it, you may think, you know what? I wish I didn't hear any of this. This makes me uncomfortable. But that's the way the truth is often. I was in a bad mood yesterday. Slightly better mood today, but still sour as a fucking grape. So this should be an interesting show. We opened up with Biden at the United Nations. all of his muttering, all of his stuttering, all of his mistakes. I don't even know what he was talking about. LGBTQI, he said. What? It's hard to remember. Who's the I? What is that? I can only imagine. I think he probably picked up the first letter of the next sentence on the teleprompter, which was I, meaning him. But fumbling his way. And the idiots at the end of the speech. Yay. 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 Yay.
Bravo. Bravo, my man.
And who was up there with the mask? I think he had two masks on. He should wear three. John Kerry should wear three masks. Maybe a dry cleaning bag would be a good... Get it over with. John Kerry's up there at the end of the...
Bravo, my man. Yes. Yes, bravo. Well done. Well done, Squire.
And that wimp Blinken. That wet blanket Blinken was next to Kerry. It's like, what do you clap? And the whole General Assembly is clapping. Yay. It's like, dude. Put him in a room of Americans and it would be... Thank you. Exactly. Fumbling through, did you hear? Between the sound check and the opening song. We squeezed him in. We opened up with Donna Summer. Sound check, boom, Donna Summer. Opening song. We stuffed this wax dummy in there. One of the... One of the young bucks said, I wonder who would win in a debate. Biden or the, what did he say? The Hall of Presidents at Disney Biden, which is like a talking mannequin. And we said, I think the Hall of Presidents mannequin would probably win. This will get a hot wire coming this week. I think we're going to go Thursday or we're going to go Friday. With the way things are going, we might be going Friday. We have the Pain.tv app coming out. We just launched a private RSS feed for an ad-free podcast on Pain.tv and some other things. So it's been a very busy week. But I think we're going to go more conceivably Friday because it opens up the day for me. I'm able to focus on that a little bit more instead of trying to squeeze everything in together. But if it develops Thursday, it develops just disturbing stuff. Coming from the White House, and also we'll stay on task with the COVID schemes, etc. Biden's not the only one struggling with being woke. It ain't easy being woke, apparently. Let's go to Canada. Trudeau coming off a big victory. He's all pumped up. He's so excited he can barely talk. Let's go to the videotape.
I will never apologize for standing up for an LGBTQ2+ kids' rights to not have to undergo conversion therapy.
It's not easy being woke, I guess. Most people are out here worrying about being broke, not woke. Anyway... It's good to have a little Albert King in the background. Feels good in the bones. If you feel the music, you feel it in your bones. You can still do that. They haven't taken that away from you yet. What else do we have? We have some video. Well, we'll save that for the first story. We talk about Australia. We go down under again in the first story. So we'll save that video for that. Some kind of a skirmish today in Clark County, Nevada, which is the county seat of Las Vegas, a commissioner's meeting. A candidate for lieutenant governor was supposed to speak, and things got a little out of control. Guess they wouldn't let him speak, and the commissioners closed down the meeting, and then it looks like our friends, the Las Vegas Sheriff Department. And its wing monkeys interceded and muscled this guy out of the room and out of the door. And this is a theme you're going to be seeing. And we saw some of the earlier video where he was just trying to speak and it was getting a little bit rowdy inside the chambers, and then they started pushing and shoving him, and one thing led to another little altercation, but they didn't quit when they got him outside the door. Of course, that's the number one rule of restraint in law enforcement. Once you get them outside the door, hands off. Hands off. It should be hands off the whole time. Obviously, these guys never saw Roadhouse. They don't know how Patrick Swayze, as a cooler, handles the crowd. Let's go to the videotape. At the tail end, you see this guy getting muscled out. It's not pretty. And some of the citizens have some choice words for the Las Vegas sheriff and Metro PD and security, etc. Back to the videotape. Well, there you go. It's not the way you want a public commissioner's meeting to go. And you don't want a guy running for a lieutenant governor and a veteran, a military veteran, says he has a bad back. And in the previous portion of the meeting, he said to one of the deputies, "Stop shoving me. I have a bad back." I guess he was hurt in serving the country, something along those lines. And then they ragdoll the guy. And, I mean, well, what's the use of that? Right? Okay, the guy gets rowdy. All right. We're allowed to get a little rowdy, especially if somebody pushes you around. You're allowed to push the fuck back, aren't you? Or are you supposed to take it? Well, that's a decision you're going to have to make. Haven't you taken enough? I would say you probably have taken enough. If you're like the rest of us out here, we're sick and tired of being pushed around, fucking push back. You know, Las Vegas has been a shithole since that whole scandal. A cover-up. 500 people shot. 59 dead. The Las Vegas massacre. Mandalay Bay massacre. FBI, oh, we don't know what happened. No, we don't. too busy covering up fucking crimes. You don't know what happened, okay. That's when Vegas jumped the shark for many people. And the corrupt sheriff department, Joe Lombardo. Or is it Lombardi? I don't want to besmirch you Italians out there. I think it's Lombard. Oh, let me see. I'll hear from you Goombas out there. Give me a hard time. I don't need it. Joe Lombardo. Why is this not popping? That's weird. I'm doing something wrong. Hold the wire.
I got a bad feeling. Woo. That baby don't love me no more, no.
I got a bad feeling my search engine don't love me no more. Joe Lombardo. That's what I thought. You know, there's so many scoundrels in my bouncing around in my head on a daily basis. Sometimes I don't have total recall. My apologies. But it's your regular, normal dose of chaos out there in Vegas, and we know that good friend of the show, Broncos, out there giving us updates on a regular basis, and it's and they are suffering. Whatever that dope in California does, Newsom, the idiot Sleetstack, the governor, I call him Sleetstack, Governor Sleetstack in Nevada, he does the same damn thing. He's just a California puppet. So the folks in Nevada have it in a bad way. Many of the good folks out there suffering. Like many of us in these democratically run hellhole states, Pennsylvania included, where we spend most of our time, of course. Now let's go to, we have an interesting video on Pelosi. And I think I'm going to throw it at the end of the show. After we sign off and play our closing tune, and we'll throw it at the end. Sometimes I like to throw things at the end. I just started that. If it doesn't really have a place here, or I lose track, so to speak, or lose traction, we'll put it at the end. It's bizarre. Think she's not making any sense either. I mean, it's, come on, term limits? I mean, we get rid of fucking people like McCain. Well, he's no longer here. We'll get rid of people like McCain and Biden and Pelosi and all these fucking fossils. The fuck out. You corrupt curmudgeons. It's just evil people. Of course, no. These guys won't vote themselves out of you insane. Should be a constitution matter. An amendment to the constitution, but no, these guys are... Their entire existence involves and revolves around staying in Washington. Why would they do anything to put that in peril? They're on the gravy train. They don't even have to work for a living. All they do is talk. I mean, we talk here as well, but we put work into it. They could just say anything. They don't have to do anything. They could say anything. They got all kind of interesting stock tips, insider trading. They can turn those into profit, too. It's all legal. You try doing it, you get locked the fuck up. Two sets of laws, folks. One for the haves, one for the have-nots, as we've said on here. A recurring theme now. Let's move into the news.
The baby don't love me no more.
We'll come back to some Albert King. Perhaps at the end of the show as well. And it's always a good show when we start out with Mr. King. As we go back down under, the headline, Fuck the Jab, Long Live Australia. 20,000 Aussies shut down the Melbourne Highway in a massive lockdown protest. Anti-lockdown protests have become more common in Australia since the latest round of snap lockdowns began 2 months ago. People are actually going to snap in the process of snapping. It might be snapping next before it's over. Initially, those lockdowns were supposed to last a week. But months later, with tensions running high, millions of Australians are fed up with the government's bullshit lockdowns and vaccine requirements. 15 days, remember, flatten the curve? What's that? We're in year two? Yeah. At least these guys are fighting back. Although Aussie health authorities have the very least... I think, who wrote this? We're already off to a bad start. Let's rewrite it on the fly like we all often have to do. Aussie health authorities have at least acknowledged that their COVID zero approach is actually feasible. Actually, I should say isn't actually feasible, but that's okay. We'll roll with it. It's early. Fuck. I mean, are you coming across this where you read stuff and it's written by idiots with crayons and they're fucking dummies? Who wrote this, Biden? Let's skip that whole shit paragraph and move on. Melbourne authorities were forced to confront. Fuck it. The Yondabu, the Western Desert lives and breathes in 45 degrees. Let's start over. Payne in the morning. What's going on out there? Thomas Paine podcast on Wednesday. Hey, did you hear what happens down under? What's going on? On Tuesday in Melbourne, authorities were forced to confront a blazing public anger as protesters execute an extremely dangerous maneuver by marching onto a busy freeway and blocking traffic in a tactic that some Americans might remember from the last summer's BLM protests. There you go. I don't think walking on a highway is an extremely dangerous maneuver when you have a lot of people, unless some maniac decides they're going to run you over. Oh, like the cops, maybe. Let's go to the videotape in Melbourne. You know, if you go back and watch that video, and you slow it down, I don't know who those cops, once they retreat,